So first we'll say one short remez. It says in the posuk in Eicha, there's a posuk, also Hashem Asher Zomam, Hashem did what he meant to do, Exeris and Poronus, Bita Emroso, he did the what he said to do, Asher Sibo Mimei Kedem. Horad v'loi choma. That's the posuk in Eicha. Also Hashem Asher Zomam, Bita Emroso, Asher Sibo Mimei Kedem. There's a famous Maisa in Gittin of Kamsa Bar Kamsa Chorat Beit HaMikdash. There was a man that he had a party, he invited all the people from Yerushalayim, and Kamsa was his friend, Bar Kamsa was his enemy, and by mistake, Bar Kamsa was invited in place of Kamsa. It says in the Gemara that he threw him out of the Seuda, and Bar Kamsa was very angry, so he went to tell the Melech to punish the Jews because they were murdered the Malchus. They went against, they made a revolution. So how was he going to show? So he took a behemoth carbon from the Melech and he said, we'll see if they'll be makriv in the Beis HaMikdash or not. If they're in the revolution, they wouldn't be makriv the Melech's carbon. And it says on the way, he made a mum benitzva sign. Some say in the dukin shabayin, in the eye, he made a little cut, a slit, or he made a slit in the lip of the behemoth, the keves. And it's a place where goyim don't call it a mum. When the goyim are makriv karbonos, by then it's not called a mum, just if it's missing some part, like a hand or a foot. But a little slit in the lip is not called a mum. And they would be makriv it as a karbon when they need karbonos. But by Yidden, by Jews, it's called a mum. So when it brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, the goyim won't realize that it's a mum, but the Yidden will realize it's a mum, and they won't be makriv it then. The Melech will think that they did a revolution. They don't want to be makrivist karmen. So it's merumas in this posuk. It says, Bita emroso asher tzibo mimei kedem. Asher tzibo mimei kedem is Rosh Hashanah, is asher the aleph. Tzibo is a tzaddik. Mimei is a mem. And then kedem is a kuf. That's Rosh Hashanah's kamsa. If you go backwards, it's kamsa. And Bita emroso is av. That means beiz and aleph. It's the Bar Kamsa, the father was Kamsa, so the son is Bar Kamsa. And Bita Emroso is, Bita is called cutting, like Bitsias Apas. Emroso could mean either talking, like the lip, or Emroso could mean a Imra, like a say of a korban. So Bita Emroso, that means Bar Kamsa cut the place where the lip of the behemoth, where the voice comes out. That's a remnant to the Maisha that happened that the Gemara and Gittin brings down. Then there's the Gemara Kedushin. The Gemara Kedushin says that there's a mitzvah of kibudav. The Gemara says in Daf Lamed Aleph, Tony Avimi Breder Bavo, Yesh Machi Lovit Pisyoni Vitorda Min Olam. A person could be Mekayim kibudav and give his father to eat meat and very choshev of food, and the mitzvah that he did, this kibudav, makes him lose his Olam Haba. Why? Because he didn't do it in a nice way. He could give him pisyeni, a nice food, a nice choshev of seuda, but if he gives it in a way that he shows him that he doesn't like to do it, in a sour face, so the son loses his chelek l'olam haba. The yesh matzchino berechaim, sometimes the son could make his father work, very hard work, like grinding in a mill, and mevil l'chayir l'olam haba. If there's no etzah, he's mazgir to his father, he explains to him that there's no other work, and it's better he should do this, and it's better than sitting idle, and maybe the Melech will see that he's not doing anything that's not good, it's better for him to work. So then, if he's magbred in a nice way, and the father is mekabled in a nice way, so this kibudav, even though it looks like a strong kula, and it's hard work, but it brings him l'chayyoy l'mabbo. Then the Gemara says, Omer Rebavo, Kedoyin Avimi Bri, Rebavo said, my son Avimi, Kiyeh mitzvahs kibud. He was Mekayim mitzvahs kibud. How was he Mekayim mitzvahs kibud? Kiyeh is bringing an example of what's called kibudav. Chamisha b'ni tzanchi avalei l'avimi b'chayei ovid. Avimi had five sons that were grown-up sons in the time when his father was still living, when Rebavo was still living. Chiyav also Rebavo, when Rebavo, that means the Zed of these five sons, used to come home. Kori Abova used to call from the door, Roit Ve'ozi, Lufotachle. That means he didn't let, Vomar Ein Adam Atoyosam, the son, Avimi, didn't let any of his children go and open the door for his father. And he said, I'm coming, until he himself opened the door for his father. Yoim Echad, one day, Omale Ashkan Mai, that means Rebavohu told Avimi, he said to him, give me a glass of water to drink. Adai, see later, Avimi came back with the water, Nimne. So Rebavohu fell asleep. He dozed off. Gochin Koyale, so Avimi stood by him, and he waited at the Isar, until his father Rebavohu woke up. He stood with the water while his father was sleeping, and he waited till he woke up. Taya Milsa, so Rashi says, he's Taya Milsa. He had a siyata b'shmaya, and while he was waiting for his father to wake up and take the drink of water, the Dolash Avimi, the son of Avimi, he was zeichet to be Dorish Migmola also. I mean, something he didn't understand for that. So then he didn't understand what it means, Migmola also. And now he was zeichet to be Dorish. So Rashi says, one Shabra says, saw a certain pasuk in Tehillim that he didn't know how to be Dorish, now he was Dorish. Yesh Meforshim, that he doesn't this pasuk, Mizmola also, Elokim Bo Goyim B'Nachlo Secho, if Bo Goyim B'Nachlo Secho, why is it called Mizmola? It should be Kina. It's not something to sing about. Only the pshat is, he understood while he was waiting for his father to wake up and he stood with the water, he understood that Kodesh Baruch Hu had Rachmonis, and Bo Goyim B'Nachlo Secho was mitoch Rachmonis and not mitoch for onus. That Kiloch Hamosoi Be'itzim Ba'avoni, instead of being Mechalech Hamosoi, instead of giving the whole punishment on the Klalis, on the people, so he gave the punishment on the Beis HaMikdash, on stones and wood, Eitzim Ba'avonim, is Machiv the Beis HaMikdash, and because of that, that the Chema, the cast that came out, came onto the Beis HaMikdash instead of being Mechalech the Eden. So you have to understand what's the kesher to this. And then there's a pshat and tosfos we'll talk about afterwards. Pshat, like this, the schus of Esav, there was Machiv the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, the Chazal says, it says a posik, Ben Yichabidov, it's a posik in Malachi, Ben Yichabidov, the Eved Adoyna. Ben Yichabidov, the Esav. The Esav had the biggest kibbudav. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, I wasn't later to be Mekayim, half of the kibbudav that Esav was Mekayim, used to put on big day Malchus, and go and be Mechabed his father Yitzchak. And even though the Kibbutz could have been done without Big Day Malchus, it's just a Tosefes. It's like we say, Shorei Mitzvah is Ma'akev the Koron. So you see that Esav was Ma'akev so much on Kibbutz, and he did even a Tosefes, so that's his chus of Kibbutz, because of that he has a Koach to be against the Klal Yisrael. So what does Klal Yisrael have to do? He has to do against it, the Shorei Mitzvah also to do a Tosefes to Kibbutz. There's a remnant that says, "Voyel kasher tori do forak to uloy me'al tzavorecho." That Esav, when he's upset that Yaakov doesn't do the mitzvahs, so forak to uloy, then Esav could be misgaber on Yaakov. And uloy me'al tzavorecho, the Sforim it says it means the Beis HaMikdash, it could be machiv the Beis HaMikdash when it's torid, when Yaakov is not doing the mitzvahs. And torid is sofer yishu dalet, that means there's tayag mitzvahs, and connect that, it could be a tosefes. But like Kilo saying, there's Tofer Eshu Dalet, that there's Shorei Mitzvah, there's a Tosefes to the Mitzvah, the 614th, and that's where Esav was. And if we do the opposite, so then we take away the Schus from Esav. So about Avimi wasn't Mechuyah, while his father was sleeping, he didn't have to stand over him with the water, he could have gone on the side and do what he needed to do, and when the father woke up, he would ask him again for the water. But he stood there next to the father even while the father was sleeping. He was machshiv him, and while he's sleeping, kilu he's awake. Kilu he needs to be mechabedin. And that's a tosefes to the mitzvah. This shorei mitzvah is zeicha because of that we could have the geula. And that's why it was zeicha to understand another side of the geula, of mizmo losov, the kino losov miboyle on the kilo chamosei, the 18 ba'avon. Then there's another pshat in Tosfos that he says the osov was from the Bnei Korach, from the Enikla, from the grandchildren of Korach, and it says Moshe, when the Korach was Nivla Ba'adomo, so he saw it, and his children, the see this maybe is also the children, and who's going to take them out of the ground? So when the Shorim, it says Tovu Ba'at Shoreo, when the Shorim of the Beis HaMikdash went into the ground, so it was Somach, so Osof was happy, and he sang, and he said, whoever's going to take out the Shorim, whoever will take out the gates of the Beis HaMikdash will also take out our father, the Bnei Korach, from the ground. Moshe LeShifcho. Then Shifcho went to get water from the well. The Nofal Kadol Abir, she had a card of cheres, of pottery, a poshet a card, and it fell into the well. And she was crying, who's going to take it out? Nobody's going to go and try to take out a cheres kli from the be'er, they'll go and get a new one. But then the Basa Melech came, the Shikha of the Melech came and all, with a kli shel zov to get water out of the be'er, and that kli fell in. And that she knew that they're gonna, the avodim of the Melech will come to take out a kli shel zov, you don't leave it in a well. So she was happy and she started singing. She said, whoever will take out the kli shel zov of the Shikha of the Melech will also take out the kli cheres. The same thing when the Sha'arim were tovu, were sunk into the ground. So whoever will take out the Sha'arim will take out my father's. So I think Alderech Achidu, Alderech, maybe it's not completely true that that's the pshat, but it's a nice pshat to say that there's in the din of the Levim, there's two avodas of the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash. There's Shoarim and Shoarim. There's the Levim that are Memune always to open the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, and they're not allowed to sing in the Beis HaMikdash. The ones who are singing, they're the Memune and the Shir of the Beis HaMikdash. So they're only allowed to sing, but they're not allowed to open the shor. And the shor, or sheshir, is chayav mitzvah. It says there was mutu tanoim, that one wanted to help the other one was opening the gate. So he said, atomina meshorim, v'ani mina shorim. And you're not allowed to work in my work. And the chayav mitzvah, if you mix the avodas, the ones who are memunah and the singing are not allowed to go and do the gate. So when the shorim sank into the ground, so he said, Tobu Barat Sharel, so he said, well, but I'll take out the Sharim. The Sharim for sure will come out. So when the Sharim will come out, so they'll need Sharim. So the Levim that are around, they'll be the Sharim, they'll be the ones who open these gates. So also for the fact that they already have Levim, and they won't need any new ones. So, and also for here, also for the round, they'll use them for a Sharim. So right away he started singing, it became from the Mesharim. So Menele, he can't be from the Shorim, so I have to take out Nulavim from the ground, of all those from the ground to the Shorim.